It's that most favorite time of the week, letters. And at my side, producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Farah.
So Don Imus was blanketing our airwaves this past week and a half. Any reaction?
Oh, lots of reaction. For example, Tom Camerata of Winter Park, Florida, wrote in to say this. My ancestors are from the New York City ghetto. I am not the only suburban white boy who can't stand Imus and his ilk. They enable the far right by desensitizing people to racism, and their celebrity guests legitimize them. Shine your light of reason on them. They can't take it.
And this letter from Jan Barber of St. Louis, Missouri, also reflects many letters we received. Jan writes, Imus is an idiot and should never have been given a public forum in the first place. But the outrage in the black community really smacks of hypocrisy. Where's the outrage over rap artists who've been calling women of any color bitches and hoes for years?
And finally, there's this one from Helen Wheelock of New York City. She was a little amused after last Wednesday's show, which included a segment on Imus and Apology, as well as our staff music pick of the week. Wheelock wrote, so Rutgers the team is disrespected. There's a firestorm, commentators wax loquacious, and tonight I hear,
this is why I'm hot, this is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
Okay, so then Wheelock concludes with this. I guess the news cycle has moved on.
Well, Helen, thanks for pointing that out, and definitely that's why we have letters. And on Monday, we interviewed the creator of the hit Canadian sitcom Little Mosque on the Prairie. It's about Muslims in largely white rural Canada. And here's a clip from the show.
I saw them bowing and moaning just like on CNN.
They're Muslims. They pray five times a day.
You rented the parish hall to a bunch of fanatics?
Don't be paranoid.
Margaret Chow of San Francisco, California, had this to say about the segment. Thanks so much for spotlighting this show. I visit my family in Canada often, and I happened to watch the pilot of this hilarious show. Although there were some hit and miss spots, the show was funny in general. Wacky families are wacky families, no matter which race or locale.
Okay, Farai, so here's some love for you. Last week, you talked with two women who helped put together an anthology of fiction called New Orleans Noir. Trace Barnes of Beaufort, South Carolina, wrote in to say this. Thank you to Farai Chidea. In the April 11th edition of News and Notes, she mentioned the name of a woman who was the sister of a high school friend of mine from Columbia, South Carolina. That woman, Helen Hill, is no longer with us on earth, but alive in our hearts. Thank you for remembering Helen. She serves as an inspiration to me to continue to hope for the best and to help the less fortunate.
Thank you for remembering Helen as well. And she was murdered in her home in New Orleans this past January. She was a filmmaker, an arts activist, a vegan, left behind a really great husband and a young son. And I went to college with her, and there are a lot of people who have a lot of love for her. Thank you for writing in.
And finally, Peter Hoover of Brooklyn, New York, wrote from New Zealand just to say, hey, guys, I am a college junior studying abroad in New Zealand, and I just want to say thanks for helping me stay grounded and informed with what's really going on back home. Your insightful and always poignant news stories, particularly the Roundtable, have kept homesickness at bay. I appreciate you guys every day after classes. Thanks for sending good vibes across the Pacific. Well, thanks, Peter, and thanks to all of you who wrote in. Keep the letters and the phone calls coming.
That's right. You can leave a voicemail for us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. And to email, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. It helps a lot if you tell where you're writing from and how we should say your name. So until next time, that's your letters. And thanks, Christopher.
Always my pleasure, Farah.